料理だね。
So a fascinating Gemara here in Brachas, a fascinating, somewhat parallel Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin.
Gemara here in Brachas tells us about Rav the Amora. He was eating yom kippur. He had a sloth bush that he knew to be Arla. Rav lived in Babel.
He had learned in his youth in Eretz Yisrael. Then he went on Shlichut. He became one of the founding Amoraim of what would ultimately become the Talmud Bavli, a first generation Amora in Bavel. And while he's in Bavel, he's munching on capers, caper buds, caper berries. He's eating tzlaf fruit. When he came across a tzlaf bush that was Arla, so he ate the kafrisin, but tossed the avionos. He ate the kafrisin, but he tossed the avionos. And the Gemara tells us the reason why he did that, not because he was convinced. We began to look at this Gemara, so different shittas and tanaim, how many of the four edible parts of the tzlaf plant are considered pre-ha'etz. And the Gemara said it's not that he was convinced that the kafrisin are not peiros, but it was a suffik in the machlokes. There's a shita of Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva holds that those are not peiros. So we don't hold, we don't pass like Rebbe Akiva. We don't pass like Rebbe Akiva normally. Rav would never be making like Rebbe Akiva was Arlas Eretz Yisrael, or in any other area of Halacha, or apparently even in terms of Hilchas Brachos. Even in terms of Hilchas Brachos, Rav would say, it sounds like he would say a Ha'etz on the Kafrisin, but when it comes to Arlas Chutz La'aretz, so you can make on any shita. You know, we have positive Rebbe Akiva, but you can rely on Rebbe Akiva if it's merely Arlas Chutz La'aretz, which was sort of question mark number one. The Gemara went so far as to even have a Hava Amina. This is where Ravina had a conversation with his Chaver's son. Ravina had a conversation several generations after Rav. Ravina, at the end of the Amoraim, has a conversation with Mar Bar Ravashi here in Brachas Lam Vav and Aleph, and Ravina says to him, Why don't you eat the avionos also? You should even eat the top level fruit of the tzlaf plant. Why? That's for sure Arla Tzlaf. He says, no, Beishama, I seem to entertain the possibility that tzlaf is not a tree at all. In which case, there's no Arla on tzlaf. So, possibly like Beishama, ABC is a psak halacha. But it comes to Arla Tzlaf, why not paskin like Beishama? You can rely on Beishama for Arla Tzlaf. The Gemara says at the top of Lavon Beis, that's too much, even for Arla Chutzlaretz. Rabbi Akiva, top of Lavon Beis, Rabbi Akiva, Makar and Belazar, Avdinan Kavase, Beishai, Makar and Beis Hillel, Eina Mishnah. You can't write, Beishamai, that's absolutely, to Paschal, like, the fact that we are Machriya, Beis Hillel against Beishamai, that's super strong. So that even in the world of Arla Chutzlaretz, you can't rely on Beishamai. Anything short of that, the Gemara says you can rely on when it comes to Arlas Chutz La'aretz. Right? The Gemara Bracha says you can rely on a Das Yachid She'ena Iker. We don't paskin that way. It's not the way we paskin. It's not the Iker. But Arlas Chutz La'aretz, you can rely on the Shita Rebbe Akiva, who we know we don't paskin like. That is sort of shocking. Number two, the Gemara Bracha had quoted the Mishnah in Arla, which had said that not only is Safek Mutter, even Arla's Surya is Safek Arla's Surya's Mutter, the Mishnah in Arla had said that what? Yorei Velokeach. You can go and buy. Here's a orchard full of Arla. I know that this orchard, in central New Jersey, I know that this orchard in upstate New York, I go to Georgia. Georgia is known for its peaches. So I live in Dunwoody, New Jersey. Dunwoody, Georgia, I'm sorry. I live in Dunwoody, Georgia. suburban Atlanta. I live somewhere outside of Savannah, Georgia. I live in Macon, Georgia. And 10 minutes away, there's a farmer who just established a new peach orchard. I know that these trees are in their first 3 years. Says the Mishnah, a Mishnah Orla, the closing Mishnah Orla, quoted right here. Brachas Lamavav and Avgarant Lamavav and Beis. Safik Orla and Eretz Yisrael is Aser. Surya is Mutter. B'chutz Laretz Yored V'Lokeach. U'bevad Shoyrenu Lokei. I can go by, I go to this peach orchard, and there's Farmer Jim. There's Farmer Jim, sitting outside of his recently established peach orchard. Every single tree in there is Arla. I know it for sure, because I came to this plot of land 3 years ago, and there was nothing. I know that every single tree in that orchard is less than 3 years old. Farmer Jim is outside of his orchard with a big basket selling peaches. Hello, where are those peaches from? Put two and two together. You're not going to get 22. Put two and two together, get four. There's the orchard, belongs to Farmer Jim. Right outside the orchard sits Farmer Jim. This is not really to scale, but you get the point. And right over here sits Farmer Jim with his big basket of peaches. Where did the peaches come from? Oh, I get. Yor v'lokeach. Obavad shalom yirenu loket. As long as you didn't see, if you see Farmer Jim walk over to one of those trees, pluck a fresh peach and say, here, my friend, would you like to zvul it? Would you like to buy it? That you can't do. If you didn't see it, the yotzi doesn't hurt you. That is pretty shocking. Well, oh, okay, fair enough. You're saying, how do I know that it's Arla? But let's say I remember better. I was here 2 years ago when he was planting these trees. You're right. If we learn Mishnah is Arla, when you have a tree that is already growing somewhere, and then you transport it with a root ball, with the soil, so you have to figure out, does the clock restart? Does the clock not restart? Correct. Yeah, Davidal.
I have two questions.
Please.
First, if you read it with Rashi, it makes a lot more sense. It doesn't sound like you're saying that's bound by Arla, and that just that. Then it wouldn't make sense if you were saying, okay, you know it's not a
good.
You don't see it anyway.
Right? Good.
It's a mix of Zacchaeus and...
Oh, good. So Rashi says, well, maybe the orchard is a mix. Now, some Rishonim aren't saying, not every tree there, not the way I described it. Now, the problem that Rishonim already have with Rashi is that the Mishnah, here's point number three. The Mishnah already said that even the Mishnah spoke about three places in the world. In Eretz Yisrael, Arlas, Asriv, Misafik. In Syria, which is quasi Eretz Yisrael, Vaday Arlas, Asar, Safik, Arlas, Mutar. And then, in Chutz La'aretz, even more than that. So here's the problem, is that Chutz La'aretz is more than just Safik, Mutar. Even in Syria, here's something more. Now, if you look in the Ritva, though, look in the Ritva on this Gemara, the top Ritva, Lam Ravav and Beis, so he says, well, there is an outside chance that the guy brought the peaches from somewhere else. And let's make that a little more plausible. I think we began to discuss this last time. The guy is, presumably, he's sitting outside of his peach orchard selling peaches. The understanding is he's selling the peaches from the peach orchard. It makes a lot of sense. However, he's selling peaches, he's doing brisk business, it's a good day for a peach selling, and he's running low. And he looks back in his orchard, and he sees there are no other peaches that are ripe to be picked yet. He's going to have to wait another few days until the rest of the peaches are ripe to be picked. So what's he going to do? But he sees he has more business coming, more people coming to buy peaches, and he only has 5 peaches left in his basket. So what's he going to do? Well, Farmer Jim is going to get his tractor and drive down the road to Farmer Bob and buy some peaches from Farmer Bob and bring them back and sell to his customers. So there is a chance, the Ritva says, there's the outside chance that even though probably the peaches in the basket outside the orchard are from this orchard, it's Rove, it's Karov, it's most likely the case, and it's the closest source of peaches, but there is always a possibility, 5% chance that these orchards, even though he's sitting over here,
selling peaches over here, really the peaches in the basket come from over here.
So you're right. There is, correct. You're making a good point. There is an outside chance that these are not Arla peaches. It's probably from this orchard, but there is a possibility, even though it's outside the orchard, that's just for show, that's attracting people, but he's not actually selling these. Good, good. So let's hold on. But it still strikes us as a sort of suffix that you wouldn't normally rely on elsewhere. Even for suffix Rabban Lahakil. But if it's a 95% chance that's usher, overwhelming Rove and Karov, it wouldn't say, even for a Drabanan, that suffix is usher. And then it gets even worse when you look in Maseches Kiddushin. Because the first thing is, yeah, another question.
More mikkel than saying it's mikkel. Like, why is pesach, like, more mikkel or having two pesachs is more mikkel? But maybe couldn't it be that I feel like if you're going and buying something from someone else, it shows a little bit more of a pool than maybe because your own crop. Meaning, even the chatzpila you can go and buy from someone else.
Okay, that's another good point, right? Another difference between merely saying suffix is mutter and saying go ahead and buy, is not only in this case of go ahead and buy, it's rov, osir, and sudir b'mekel, but you are choosing to actively be machnis yourself into the suffix. Correct. You're going ahead, you could have bought peaches elsewhere. You had to dafka go to this case where it's a 95% chance that it's osir, just go to Farmer Bob. You know his peaches are fine. Right, that's another good point. Right. So it's more than suffix mutter, number one.
No, more than suffix mutter in that we're being makel. Be makel neged rov. And makel against karov. That's closest source. And also, more than just suffix mutter, that you're machnes atzmo. With suffix. You're choosing to actively enter into the suffix.
So this is like, Arlas Chutzlarts is really like breaking the rules. And then it gets even worse when you look in Maseches Kiddushin. What do we see when we look in Maseches Kiddushin, which we began to look at now yesterday, a little bit in Shir, and the Olam had a chance today in Seder to really dig in. So the first thing that strikes you, again, this is all work, you know, the Gemara, Lama Chesna, Beis, Lama Tesnav, all working off of the Mishnah. Lama Rivava, Beis, Lama Zayin, Lama Nav. The Mishnah is part of a series of Mishnahs at the end of the first parak of Kiddushin that give Chlalim about mitzvos. An earlier Mishnah has spoken about the category of mitzvahs known as mitzvahs aseh shazman grama. And the rule about that category is generally women are paturos from such mitzvahs. Mitzvahs aseh that are time bound. Here's another category of mitzvahs. Lamed vav lamed beis. Mitzvahs hatluyos baaretz. Mitzvahs which are not time dependent but soil dependent. Agricultural mitzvahs. Mitzvahs that have to do with farming, so generally only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvahs that don't have to do with farming generally apply equally in Eretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz. There are exceptions on both sides. There are non-farming mitzvahs that only apply in Eretz Yisrael, like Egla Rufa. Nothing to do with farming, but only applies in Eretz Yisrael. And there are farming mitzvahs that apply in Chutz La'aretz. Mishnah says, Chutz min Arla Kilayim and maybe Chadash. So file away. In your mind, there is a machlokas hatanam of the Farish Mishnah, whether you're allowed to eat right now, before Pesach, if there's grain that was harvested, that took root over the last 11, 12 months, since last Pesach, and harvested now, there's plenty of that, the crop, the winter wheat, that's already been harvested, or was harvested in the fall, so that's chadash. It hasn't yet gone through a Pesach. The days of Beis HaMikdash, you'll bring the Korban HaOmer, the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, if that was matir you to eat the new grain. Nowadays, the Mishnah say we don't have the Korban. You go through the day of the Omer, you go through the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, and then the new grain is mutter. Up until then, it's called Chadash. After that point, it's called Yashan. It's already old. It gets old, so to speak, and kosher after you go through the Yom HaOmer, the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. So if you live in Eretz Yisrael, it's absolutely usher to use the new crop of flour until after the first day of Chol Moed Pesach. How about Chutz La'aretz? So that's already a machlokas hatanaim, and has been a machlokas ever since. Is Chadash a problem in Chutz La'aretz, or is Chadash like most agricultural mitzvahs, most mitzvahs, so Chadash is only a problem if you're dealing with Israeli grain. So that's one reason why many are Meko and Chadash in Eretz in Chutz Laretz, is because could be we paskin that Chadash only that we could be paskin like the Tanakama, that Chadash is not an exception. The Chadash like Trumas and Maisrus, like Bikurim, does not apply in Chutz Laretz. Remember the other reason to Meko also is figuring out, is the grain, the flour they're dealing with actually Chadash or Yashan? Okay. You've heard people be machmir on Yashan. He keeps Yashan. What that means is that he's machmir to assume that Chadash is Aser even b'chutz laretz. Everyone assumes that Chadash is Aser in Eretz Yisrael. That's a pasuk in Chumash. But whether Chadash applies to American wheat or Argentinian wheat or Russian or Ukrainian wheat, that's a machlokas hatanam and a machlokas aposkim chada pasuk. Okay. So that's the Chadash, the important side point, important to understand. The Mishnah says, without hesitation, that Orla and Kilayim, at least some of Kilayim, do apply in Chutz Laretz. So let's focus on Orla. So that's the Mishnah, Lamed Zvavim and Beis Lamed Zayim and Alf. And now, skipping to Gemara Lamed Ches, Lamed Chesim and Beis, what does Gemara say in Lamed Chesim and Beis, but not in Brachos, in Kiddushin? So the Gemara says, Amachokas Amorim. What do you mean Orla applies in Chutz Laretz? And let's unpack it a little bit more than the Gemara does. We read a pasuk in the Chumash. He savamal haaretz. Uletatzem kalaitz Michael. The pasuk in Kedoshim presents Orla as you come to Eretz Yisrael, you plant a fruit tree. Oh, the first 3 years we can't eat the fruits of that tree. Pretty clearly, the Chumash is talking about Orla in Eretz Yisrael. Not just a question of there's a general rule that agricultural mitzvahs brought on planet Israel. This pasuk said beferish. So how could you tell? But then the Mishnah goes and says, but everyone agrees Orla applies in Chutz Laretz. What do you mean? What happened to the pasuk in Chumash? So there are two ways, two possibilities. How could a din be true but not a pasuk in Chumash? Logically, there are two ways that you could have a din that's not rooted in a pasuk in Chumash. Either it's Rabbanan or it's Daraisa but not rooted in Chumash. What do we call that? A Daraisa that's totally Tarsh Rapeh. Not only not Befeirish of Pasuk and Chumash, not even a Drasha, not even an interpretation of Pasuk and Chumash, call that Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach Moshe Rabbeinu over the course of the 40 years of conveying Torah to Moshe, which began primarily at Har Sinai? Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught him some dinim beforehand, but primarily begins at Har Sinai, continues as we lay in this week's Sedra. Opening Psukim Vayikra, we just learned this morning, Olam Moed, right? After Sinai continues in the Olam Moed, and finally concludes the beginning of Devarim, the Arvos Moav. The Gemara points out that if you look at the bylines in Chumash, and it gives the dates and places, the Gemara points out there are three different locations at where HaKadosh Baruch was teaching Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, Sinai, Olam Moed, and Arvos Moav. Good. Over the course of the 40 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu conveys Kol HaTarakul to Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, what exactly did he teach him? So number one, he taught him the entirety of Torah Shebichsav, specifically Chumash, I don't mean Levim Meksuvim. He teaches him the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the core Torah Shebichsav, as the Rambam stresses, from the Beis of Bereishis until the Lamed of Yisrael. The first to the last letter of Chumash. There's a machlokas in Bava Basra, the Hashem teach Moshe Rabbeinu the last eight psukim of Chumash that describe the death and obituary of Moshe Rabbeinu, or was that taught to Yoshua? Okay, Rambam assumes even that was taught. The Gemara has machlokes about that. Rambam assumes even that was taught to Moshe. Okay, so the almost or the entire Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Torah Shebichsav, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu direct to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem also taught Moshe Rabbeinu Torah Shva Peh. What do you mean taught him Torah Shva Peh? So the Rambam says, every mitzvah in the Chumash, every pasuk in the Chumash that tells you a mitzvah, Hashem had to give Moshe Rabbeinu the basic details. You have to know it's the Chumash itself, as it's written, isn't operational. It's not implementable. The Torah says, don't do malacha on Shabbos. You're in big trouble if you don't do malacha on Shabbos. Yeah, but what's malacha? Right? The Torah says, you have to sit in a sukkah. What does a sukkah look like? And what does it mean to sit in the sukkah? I have to wear tefillin. I have to wear an os on my arm. What does this oath consist of? So obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu orally the basic perush of every mitzvah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu a number of additional details of halacha. And he also gave him the tools the Midrash Tanya addresses when the tools to interpret the Chumash. Rashi told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm telling you in advance that this text of Chumash that I'm giving you has multiple layers of meaning embedded in it, and you and future Talmid Chacham and future generations are going to use these tools, Kal Vachomer and Zera Shava and Kal Prato Klal, to mine the Chumash to find those additional layers of meaning that I, the divine author, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, left there for you to find. So you have dinim that are in Tarshish Bechsav, and then you have dinim that are nidrash from the Chumash, that Chachamim in some generation will extract, look into the Chumash to figure out what HaKadosh Baruch will leave there for me to find. That's a din daraisa. And then you have dinim which are not at all rooted in the dinim daraisa, not at all rooted in the Chumash, Halacha Moshe Rasinai. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, tefillin is supposed to be square. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, when I say achila, I mean a kazayas. Right? And so on and so forth. And Rabbi Yochanan says in Kiddushin, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Chumash I told you, Arla is a Iser in Eretz Yisrael. I'm telling you now, orally, halacha, Moshe Mesinai, that Arla is also an Iser in Chutz La'aretz. So that's the machlokes in the Gemara Kiddushin between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, a machlokes amarum. The Mishnah says, Arla is Aser. And the Brisa says, I'm sorry, the Mishnah in Arla says that Arla is a halacha. Arla's chutzaras is a halacha. What does that mean? It's a halacha. So the Gemara says, what do you mean that Arla is a halacha? Arla's chutzaras, that is. So Shmuel says that means it's drabanan. Rabbi Yochanan says no. It means halacha for Moshe. You see. So practically, Shmuel thinks Aras Chutzar is a din drabanan. Rabbi Yochanan thinks Aras Chutzar is a din de araisa. Just like squareness of your fill is a din de araisa. It doesn't say in the Chumash, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why things are de araisa, because they come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzav them to us, either by writing them in the Chumash or by telling them orally to Moshe Rabbeinu. So then the Gemara says, one second. There are some back and forth. And specifically, the Gemara tells us some surprising dinim. This is on Lamed Ches, on the days in Kiddusha. On Lamed Tes, Lamed Aleph, the Gemara goes on to say, number one, the Gemara tells us that there were Amoraim who said, Sapekli the Echo. You can feed me the Arlos Chutz La'aretz and then I can eat it. I just can't take it myself. The Gemara says there were other Amorim who Misapku Ahadadi. They fed it to each other. The Amor number one had Arlos Chutz La'aretz in his backyard, didn't eat himself, but gave it to Amor number two. And meanwhile, Amor number two had Arlos Chutz La'aretz in his backyard. He didn't eat it, but he gave it to Amor number one. Whoa! What's going on? So the Gemara, a few lines later, actually says that one of the Talmidei Rabbi Yochanan was Rabbi Asi was saying over his Rebbe Shita, Aras Chutzar is Halacha Moshe Mizinai. So Rabbi Zeira asks him, I don't understand, but the Mishnah says, Yori Veloke, Vashal Yorin Veloke. You can go, you can eat, as long as you don't know for sure. Halacha Moshe Mesinai, didn't the Raisa, what's the deal? Bechlal, why are we makel on a Safik? And Befrat, why are we being super makel? We're even more makel than you would be makel on a regular Safik Rabban Lahakel. So what's the Gemara say? So Rabbi Yechon's Talmud, Rabbi Asi, Eshtomim Kishachada, he was at first silent. That's a quote from a pasuk in Daniel, I believe. Ezra, I think Daniel is thinking. It's a good kash. Taka has, if you hold all these dinim that are makel on Safik or super makel on Safik, it might be even hard for Shmuel, certainly hard for Yechon. Rabasi is thinking. Then he says, I'll tell you the answer. You know what the answer is? The answer is, Eima kachanema. You have to say that this is how it was said. Sveika mutter vada aser. Well, Safik is mutter, but vada is aser. You look at that Gemara, he's like, a number of you were scratching your heads during the Seder. But That doesn't sound like an answer. It just sounds like a restatement of the question. Well, apparently that's a din. That was my problem. I don't understand. Why is that the din? So Rashi gives you a little bit of help. Rav Asi had added the phrase, kach nemar. So it was said. Sveika mutter vada asir. So it was said. What do you mean, so it was said? Rashi says, kach nemar halacha Moshe Sinai. That was built in, baked into the original halacha Moshe Sinai. What did God teach from Moshe Rabbeinu? Not just, you should know that oral applies even to chutzlar, even chutzlars, but you should know that oral applies to chutzlars if it's a vada. But not if it's a something. Okay. So now we're making some progress. So we don't understand, are those chutzlars, we're making even a das yachid. We're making even as long as it's a small suffix. Right? And we have in Kiddushin also, we added another problem, the mesapku ahadadi. And there are, I should stress, Rishonim who quote that, that I can give you Arlas Chutzlaretz as long as you don't know, even though they also pass in like Rabbi Yochanan, that Arlas Chutzlaretz is Doraisa based on Halacha Moshe Messina. So that's shocking. So the beginning of the answer, Kasha. So the beginning of the answer is, what's the Teretz? You're going to ask a little bit. All these kashas. So what's going to be the tariffs? So step one is kach nemra halacha. Well, the halacha Moshe Sinai includes this detail. Halacha Moshe Sinai includes this detail that all those chutzes are only aser if it's vada, not if it's suffik. You're still sort of surprised. Maybe we were talking during the Seder, yeah, but this is like super suffik. What's going on here? So let's take a look at the Ran together. Let's take a look at the Ran together. What does the Ran say? Here the Ran on that Gemara Kiddushin, it's Tetzvah and Beit Bedaki Arif, Garcina the Gemara, it quotes the Gemara, Lach Tetzvah and Alf, on Rasa and Yerichanan, or the Chutzvah and Alfon Shristina. If Zayra says, I, what do you mean? Vatanya Safik, all the Eretz Yisrael Asr, the Suri Mutter. And then in Chutzvah and Manish, you're even more medical. Keloma, the Ran explains. What's the point Rav Zeir was making? Ivadai, the chutzlar halacha. If vadai orla the chutzlar is halacha Moshe Sinai, hechi mezalzel and besveka. How could you be so casual and cavalier with the suffix? Mishtalker keshachatam. Rav Asi at first is silent, and then he says, "Eimur kach nemrus." That's the halacha Moshe Sinai. Sveka mutter vadas. We were surprised. Now the Ran's going to raise yet another point. And answering the point that he raises, he's going to give us some added insight. Yei shalamdu mikan. The Ran says, here's a famous issue that the Ran says might relate to this sugya. We're about to step out of the world, specific world of Safik, or into the big world of Safik in Halacha. And two of the famous svarim that deal thematically with issues of suffik and halacha, how do you deal with suffik and robe and egos and shtar, all the tools that the halacha gives us to deal with cases where you have doubt about the facts. The Ktzos wrote a sefer called Shev Shmaitza, seven sections, that's why it's called Shev Shmaitza. And in the 20th century, Shimon Shkop wrote a sefer Shaar Yosher, which are both seven sections farm that deal with the world of Torah Sasfekas. How does halacha deal with doubt? Halachic epistemology, if you like. How does halacha deal with knowledge and data? What does it mean to know things? The first question they both deal with is the most basic thing you can say about safik is safik derives to l'chumra, safik rabban l'kula. We've known that for many years. That's a gemara. Is that a din daraisa? The fact that if something is a daraisa, it has to be machmer on the safik, is that minatoria to be machmer on the safik? Oh, no. Minat Torah suffik is mutter. The Chachamim came along and said, "If the suffik is right, you should machmer." So that is a machlokas. Got to wrap your head around that a little bit. That is a machlokas. The rule that sveika
daraisa, l'chumra, is that rule itself a din daraisa? That's the shita of, famously, the shita of the Rashba, as well as the Ran here. The Rabbanan is the Rambam in at least four places. Four different locations, Rambam writes. They think Sveika Daraisa L'chumra is Rabbanan. He says in Avos HaTumah, it says in Tumas Meis, it says in Machalas Asuras. And the right, and he says in Kelayim, and the right in one place agrees with him. He disagrees with the details. But he agrees that the whole rule of Sveik Darais L'chumra is only a Din Drabah. So what do you see from this Gemara? The other Gemara that says that we have Halacha Moshe Misina had to specify, yes, it's a Din of Arlas Chutzlars, but that's only if it's a Vada. If it's a Safik, you should know that this rule of Arlas Chutzlars is Mutter to Safik. What does that tell you about Safik Daraisa in general? What's the default? If I needed to tell you here, oh, a special halacha moshni, you should know that safik is mutter by arlas chutzlaretz. That means generally by yisurim d'raisa, safik would be asa. That says that's what the Ran first suggests. There were rishon who agreed with you. Yesh shalom du mikan. The ma'idavrin sveik d'raisa l'chumra d'var toru. Some suggest that the rule that our gemara and kiddushin is a source for the assertion that the rule of Sveik Daraisa L'chumra, that is the Din Daraisa, below the Din Daraisa. Some say that this Gemara is a right to the Rashba against the Rambam derived. Why? The Harmi and Hacha, Shehut Shecha Halacha Hachaseka. You need a Halacha Moshe to tell you that here is different, here Safik is Mutter. Sounds like the default usually is Safik is Aser. So the Ram says, some want to bring a riot to the Shitas HaRashba from our Gemara. The Ran personally agrees with the Rashba, but doesn't think this is a good right, which you see all that from the next few words. The Ime Ha Lo Irya. From here, you don't see it. So he tells you, Ran says, I agree with the Rashba. That's this lengthy rest of the paragraph that we're not going to see right now. He says, I think there are plenty of other riots and shas for the Shita of the Rashba, but the Gemara in Kiddushin Lamed Tesam Aleph, that's not a riot. Why? Watch what he says. What he's about to say, he's going to come, but we just stepped into the general. The world does Sveik Daraisa L'chumra in general. But now, in Ran could step back into Safek Arla in a helpful way. Hacha Itzri, Ran says, even the Rambam can be comfortable with our Gemara. Even if you hold that generally Sveik Daraisa is Lukula Min HaTorah, there's still a chiddush in saying that Arlas Chutzlaretz is Sveik Omutter. Why? Because Safik Arlas Chutzlaretz is more than just regular Safik Lahakel. Ime Harlo Ir Dahacha Itzrich Lemishri. Watch what the Ran says. Kol Shanolad Bo Shum Safik Ba'olam. The Chalach Mishri is telling me that any drop of Safik in the world, not enough of a Safik to be Matir anywhere else, Doraiso even Drabana. Here, the tiniest scintilla, the tiniest drop of Suffolk is enough to remove the Isser of Arlas Chutzlars. And he says, look at the board. To Mishum Hachi Yamrin and our Gemara back in Brachas. Slam and Vav Vav Klam Mekel Baretz. Halacha Gemosa Luchasaretz. That's our sugya. Right? We have a Shita Rebbe Kiva. We don't pass like Rebbe Kiva. He's a Shitas Yachid that's not, sometimes we pass like Rebbe Kiva. But here we don't. We don't pass like Rebbe Kiva Shita about Slav. But a shita dechuya can still be enough to be matir arlos chutzlars. Kol meka ba'aretz halacha gemaros chutzlars. I feel yachim akam rabim. Why? The chol, watch what the Ran says. The chol sveka sharia afilu karav levadai. Any little bit of a suffix is mutter, even if it's close to vadai aser. And that was the second point we had seen, also in our Gemara and Brachas, that as the Ritvad said, Yard below Kev Bashir locate, I can buy from the basket outside of Farmer Jim's orchard, because there's a 5% chance that these peaches are not from this orchard, 5% chance that they're non-Arula from down the road. Karu Lavada is Aser. Almost definitely Aser, but a little bit of a 5% Safik is Mutter. Ah. And he goes on to say, Vafilu Sapuki La Dadi. Point number three, the Gemara in Kiddushin. You can feed one another. Here the Ran himself is clearly saying that even though the Gemara just said in the context of Shmuel, that l'sapuki adadi is mutter even if you hold halacha Moshe Sinai. Why? Because that's also a drop of suffix. I can't give you something that I know to be usher, but you don't know it's usher. That's lefnivo sita nishal. Even for a drabanan, can I give you a chicken cheeseburger? We paskin machokas atanam. We paskin that chicken and cheese is an isser drabanan. Mutter min haTorah. We hold that fish in the Torah is only the sour of the hema, beef, mutton. We hold that Minat Torah chicken is para, but midrabanan chicken is fleshik. Halacha l'maaseh, chicken is fleshik, and a chicken cheeseburger is an ister drabanan. Can I give you a chicken cheeseburger? I'll tell you now, it's just fake. It's furky. It's just fake turkey. It's soy. It's not the real deal. I know that's really real chicken and real cheese, and it's a real ister drabanan. But I'll tell you, it's fine. It's vegan. It's fine. It's kosher. Now, am I allowed to do that? You know that what you're eating is treif, but I know what you're eating is treif. So what's going on here? Here you have an issur d'oraisa. Or let's chutzal, it's according to Yerucha, an issur d'oraisa, Moshe Sinai. And yet, mesapki sapuki ahadadi. So all these three questions. Why is it that our Gemara Bracha says you can rely for all chutzars on a shita d'chuya? Not beishamai, but anything short of beishamai. Number two, what's going on with the Mishnah and Arla that you can rely even on a suffix carved levi, it's probably awesome, but maybe it's mutter. Why is it I can, even worse, I have no suffix. I know it's trade, but I can give it to you. So the Ran says, well, that's what, kach nemer halacha. Kach nemer halacha, and the halacha was, mutter, kalzman, sheyesh, ketzas. Suffolk. The tiniest drop of Suffolk, what was his language? What did the Ran say? Kol Suffolk Shai, afilu kar levada. The tiniest drop of Suffolk. Shum Suffolk va'olam. Okay, that's interesting. Now, if you're going to be careful, though, you might still say, I understand the Shitzos Yachid, we don't pass like, okay, it's a slight suffix in din. Maybe we really should pass like a Bekiva. I understand Yor V'lokeach, it's a slight suffix in Metzias. It's probably Treif, it's probably Oros Litzars, 5% chance that this speech is really from the next door neighbor's farm. But number three, Mesapku Ahadadi, what suffix is there? I mean, you don't know that I'm giving you a Treif, but I know that I'm giving you a Treif. There's no suffix at all. I picked it from my tree. Just you don't know. So where's the suffix there? Where's the suffix there? And that brings us to another din. And this is the din that page of Shulchan Aruch had handed around during Seder. The second to last siman in Hilchos Avelos, which is the second last siman in all of Yardaya. Avelos is the last topic in Yardaya. Siman Tav Beis. The Shulchan Aruch, the last sif in Siman Tav Beis, Siman Tav Beis, Sif Yud Beis, you have it in front of you. Misha Meislo, Meislo, Nodalo. Reuven loses a relative, one of the seven relatives for whom you have to sit shiva. But he doesn't know. Eino chova shiomer lo. I'm not going to tell Reuven, you know, your brother passed away. He'll bother the emo. Even if it's Reuven's father or mother, I'm not going to tell him. And now I'm not going to tell him. Ramah goes on to say it's usually a good idea for a wide variety of reasons to tell him emotionally and in terms of say Kaddish if it's a son, but strictly speaking, Mutter lahazmino l'sudas erusin v'nishtulin. I can invite Reuven to my wedding. I'm the doctor who was treating Reuven's parents, who was treating Reuven's brother. I just came from the hospital. I know that Reuven's brother passed away, and I left the hospital to attend the chasna of my child. Imagine. And I see Reuven's there, my deceased patient's brother. Reuven, he doesn't know yet. I'm going to grab Reuven into the circle to dance with him. How you talking? Again, it may or may not be emotionally wise to do this when Reuven finds out. Again, there are situations when his wife, which is not wise. Okay. I mentioned sometimes if the parents of Chasna Kala make in a Chasna, and their own, the grandparent of Chasna Kala is all Eretz devised, sometimes it's wise. Sometimes parents, the parents of Chasna Kala will tell their siblings, beyond a Chasna, that I don't want to hear any news the next few hours. Sometimes is emotionally wise, sometimes not. You got to figure it out. Al pi din, it's legit. Whether it's a good idea or bad, you have to figure out the situation. But al pi din, it's not a violation. What do you mean? Kevin she'en yodeya. Because he doesn't know. What he doesn't know doesn't hurt him. Reuven's brother passed away, but he doesn't know, and therefore I can dance with him. So mainly he doesn't know. But I know. So I'm going to mamish, actively invite him to the wedding. I'm going to draw him into the circle. What do you mean? But I know that he's not velus. He doesn't know. What does this mean? It's very similar to the Gemara Kiddush Lamates. I'm going to give you Arlos Chutzars because you don't know. But I know that's straight. So why isn't it male? You're not doing anything wrong. You don't know. But for me, it's Lifnei Iver. So the answer is, Shechter is a beautiful development based in part on Rabbi Chanan, gave you the Maror Makomos, some of the Maror Makomos for Rabbi Chanan. The truth of the Pnei Yeshua here begins to address along these lines. It's a little clearer in Hilchas Aveis. Look back at Sif Aleph. This is based on the sugyas in Moed Katan of Aveilus, that Aveilus begins with the Shmua. When Reuven finds out that his brother has passed away, that's when Aveilus usually begins. When the mace is buried, but if I only hear after, if Reuben only hears 3 days ago your brother was buried, which was more common reality before modern communication, it took time. It may have taken days or weeks for the information to travel. So when Reuben finds out that he lost a brother, that's when he begins Shiva and Shloshim. If he finds out within 30 days, he starts Shiva, counting Shiva Shloshim from the day he finds out. What do you mean? But the brother died weeks ago. No, but the Shiva Shloshim starts from the day that you find out. Because, give me another 60 seconds, because you see clearly in Hilchos Aveilus that the Machayev of Aveilus is not just the fact of the decease of the relative, the fact of the burial of the relative, it's the knowledge, it's the Shmua. The Gemara is explicit about that. It's the Shmua is Machayev. The Shmua is the catalyst that begins Aveilus. You're going to count here within a month, you're going to start counting day one of Shiva and Shloshim is a day that one finds out. If the relative only finds out after the burial, you don't say, well, he was buried 2 weeks ago. No. The other relative sat Shiva last week, but I'm going to start day one of Shiva is today. The Shmua, the knowledge is Mechayev. What's going on, there are other areas of Halacha as well, and Oros Chutzah is one of them, where you see that normally the din is the din. If I don't know, so I have to deal with doubt. But there's a rare group of dinim, avelos and aros chutzars among them, where the din depends on knowledge that's baked into the din. Where we say kol safik, what do you call safik mutter? That's what Rabbi Chanan explains, and my father develops more. What that means is that the halacha moshiyu was megala. It's not aros chutzars depends on your knowledge. If you don't know that's aros chutzars, then it is not usher for you. Just like if the relative doesn't know they lost a relative, he is not yet in Avelos. And that's why there's no Lifnei to dance with him, because he's not Chayv in Avelos yet. Not just he doesn't know what the din really is. The din hasn't started. Oros Chutzar also is totally in Yediyah. Yediyah isn't just a necessary prerequisite to be able to implement properly. Yediyah is part of the din. Oros Chutzar's Yedua is Aser. Oros Chutzar's She'en Yedua is inherently Mutter. One example of that is, therefore, that any type of suffix makes a mutter, because you don't know for sure, you don't have yediyah vadas. Another example is, even if someone else knows, but I don't know, it's not just that I don't know, if I don't know, it's not usser. And that's why, in Arlos Chutzah also, I can feed you, Arlos Chutzah, you don't know, what do you mean, but it's listening even for me? No, it's not. Because if you don't know, then for you it's mutter. I can't eat it, because I know. But this is one of those rare, that generally what you don't know can hurt you. But the halacha of Shri Sinai with Aros Chutzar is like Avelos,
It depends on Yedia. Enjoy your lunch. Maybe. See you at the kiosk.
Maybe the one that's behind me would be like, I'm just saying like it's sitting there. But it's still like a fact that it's Orla. But then there's like a catalyst that brings it into
it's true that it's Orla, but Orla Schutzlar is only Usher when I know of it. Because one, the Tanaim of the Issa.